Yeah, g'day, Dan.
Soft seven we're dealing with. The first leg of the quads, race four. The scratchings here are 1 and 11. Not much between Jabath and Just a Brother at the top of the markets. 340 and 360, the prices for those two.
Yeah, look, a very interesting way to kick it off. There's one leader here. Ollivander gets a picnic out front. Therefore, I defer to him because there's just total control here. Clayton Gallagher has a record on this horse and a good one. And he's a horse in form. You know, he was featuring some as a young horse in some better races. So his career's gone a certain way. But he has won two of his last four races. And he will lead this on his ear. And I think he's hard to run down. I think he looks a reasonable value. Even though only three wins from 34 overall, he does have some winning form coming into it. So he's on top for me. Watch him out front. Baxter's the lightly raced horse with Alicia Collett aboard. Inside draw. Just needs a bit of luck getting clear there because he hasn't seen a lot of sort of on-speed performances yet, or hasn't put forward a lot of on-speed performances. But he can figure in this finish. Obviously, he's come back well. He's won a maiden and a class one. From his three runs this preparation. So he's the main danger for mine. Elsewhere, look, Tujar Bath's got a little chance. And I put in the four Now You Know Me as one that's also got some winning form. There are a few last start winners in this race, field of 10, I think four of them won their most recent starts. Competitive enough, but I think all the way goes the seven Ollivander. 7-6-2-4 for me.
Okay, we're just running out of a bit of time, so we might have to get a bit snappier now, the last few legs. Sorry about that, Kev, but the next race, we've got a shorty. Moon Star is at $1.95. The scratchings are 1, 4, 11, 15 in race 5.
I can snap it right up for you, Dan. Don't you worry about that. Dipping Moon Star here, a lovely comeback, gets all sorts of favours in the run. Needs to prove herself jumping to 1,200, but it's not a big query. Dangerous there for me. Unrestricted, number 9 at some value. 3 Miss Kajiki and 2 Bravio as well. 8-9-3-2.
They were the producer's orders, not mine, by the way. Race number 6, these scratchings are 8, 9, 12 and 13. Brother Bassi, $2.90. Number 1 is the fixed odds favourite.
Look, this is a challenging race. I'm leaving the favourite out there. There's not a heap of speed here. I think 3 Into the Fire can find the front. And look, also actually accepted for Wyong today, but the leads this class suits better. It's a better option and goes on top for me. 7 Tells Tales as a danger. 4 Jervis as well has to turn that last start around a Dubbo, but did pull up lame from that, so look past that. 2 Messy Miss comes away from Dubbo where she's unbeaten, so that's a query in and of itself, but can get the right sort of trail here. 3-7-4-2 for me.
And in the last event, race 7 from Mudgee, the race is clear of changes or scratchings. Number 1 at 380, Fast Talking, which might be appropriate.
Yeah, well, certainly somewhat in the mix, Fast Talking. Probably wants further, but wouldn't rule him right out. He's one of the class horses of the race. But I've got 5-3-4-2 here. Rich and Shameless is, I think, a quality galloper relative to these. His return run at Newcastle in a pretty good race. It wasn't too bad. You just give that a pass. He started some odds there. He did enough for mine. Second up record, second up stats don't read well, but he struck a heavy track. I think soft seven here. Maybe we can improve. They've had a couple of bad frosts really getting down to sort of -3 or -4 the last couple of nights, and that's keeping the track rating where it is. But we might be able to improve. I think Rich and Shameless gets a lovely run here. Goes on top. There are some veterans here, 3 McKellar's Love and 4 No Escape, who both love Mudgee. They've got really good records at the track, so they're winning hopes here. They'll be up front and 2 reward seeker next best. For me, it's 5-3-4-2.
And, Kev, what about your best bets on the program? Quaddy and Play of the Day, of course.
Yeah, there is a best bet, Dan, earlier on for me. There's a shorty in the first, but I'm giving you race 2, number 3, a horse called Obey. Now, she's a mare who got squeezed out at the beginning of her debut run, hit the line really well, some sketchy sort of form. It hasn't been a lot of form. There's only been a few come from that race. It was a few weeks ago, and a couple of those went from a dry track to a heavy track. Widest draw here. A little bit needs to fall into a place, but I think she's a decent mare who will win her share of races today, being the first of those. Race 2, number 3, the best on the day. Look, I think Ollivander's a good value. for mine as a value bet, as mentioned in the first leg of the quaddy race number four. Quaddy numbers for me, first leg 2, 4, 6 and 7. The second leg 3, 8 and 9. The third leg 1, 3, 4, 7. And we can do 5.
And just that last little bit, I don't know if the line dropped out was clean enough there, Kev.
All right, look, quaddy numbers, don't know where we got to, but I'll repeat them all really quick. 2, 4, 6, 7 into 3, 8, 9 into 1, 3, 4, 7 and then 2, 3, 4, 5 in the last leg.
Good on you, Kev. Thank you very much. Good luck today.
Cheers,
yeah,
Dan.
We
Thank
did.
You.
Thank you.